Hello, everyone. Pull this up just a little bit so you guys can see me better. Hang on. I'm gonna lower my seat just a little bit. All right. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be, I would just like for everybody to know, I am wearing a dress today. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but I talked recently about wearing dresses and embracing like the idea that I love dresses. So I wore one today. We were podcasting. And Kathy came over. She's like, "Oh my gosh, you're wearing a dress!" So here I am in all my dress glory. It's a real cute one. Hang on, I'll show you guys. I don't have. Now I'm stuck. Hang on, let me lower. My desk is a kitchen table. Literally, it's a real pretty one, but it's a kitchen table. But it's a little ruchy. So I just thought I'd show everybody my dress. All right, let's see. I was hoping you show off the whole outfit. Yeah, I can't really get you in the camera angle. It cuts right about the knee, but it's super comfortable. If you like this dress and you like Boston proper, it is on sale, and it's like it just moves with ease. So there you go. All right, let me tell you about how we're going to do things today. Let me tell you a little bit, since this is first call for a lot of the newbies. So if you're new, make sure you say you're a newbie. In the chat is going to be Kathy Hartman. She is the coach tonight. So one of the things that we love to do here at PNP is to make sure in the chat that we have a coach who is there answering lots of questions. Like if you have questions about things, you guys totally can ask over there. Kathy can answer a lot of them. And then if it's something that you think that I need to answer, you can put it over into the Q&A, and then I will make sure that I get them answered. Tonight, we're going to talk all things about Fresh Start Module 1. So whether you've been here since 2007 or you've been here since September 7th, it doesn't matter. You can feel free to ask any of your questions. And we're just going to go through all things Fresh Start. These are the topics. So also one other thing, if you are typing in the chat, if you will click all panelists and attendees, Kathy will see your question. If you don't put in all panelists and attendees, she will not be able to see your question. And please don't raise your hand, otherwise I'll call on you and you could be naked and that would not be any good. That means I'll bring you on screen and everybody will be able to see and hear you. Kathy, if you will raise your hand, I think I'm going to try and make you, let me see what the option is. No, it doesn't. I thought it might. It just promotes the panelists. I thought it could make you like a co something to where you would have more stuff, but don't think it does, which is fine. Okay. All right. So first question, is there a PNP food protocol or do we all choose our own? You choose your own, Michelle. So what you're going to learn in PNP, you'll actually do a protocol on week two. The first week. So this is a really good first question. Let me pull up all of the lessons for this week. So wait a minute, all my buttons are jamming me up. So the first week, we of course go into the four basics. And if you guys are like waiting on your planner, that's completely normal. What we've already submitted, everything that's ordered gets submitted the next morning. So we always send those off to the fulfillment center the very next morning. In your orientation, you should have had a 10-day fresh, like a kickstart guide that gives you some basic 24-hour plans. It allows you to get started, and you can just use that for that first 10 days and to bridge your gap. Now, if you want to just print your own stuff and have, like, individual worksheets and all that kind of stuff, you can wait. Like, you can go on over to PNP Tribe. We give you all of these materials as PDFs also, so you can download them, you can print them, you can do whatever you want with them, all on your own. But you can everybody hear me okay? Somebody said they can't hear me. Let me see. Yeah, okay. All right. So Kathy will take care of that. But the first week is really all about, it's not about your protocol. The first week is about, I want you guys to think of what the spirit of week one is. We are establishing the basic habits. The basic habits are not just you doing each one of these perfectly. It's you thinking about, all right, this diet requires of me to drop all my old diet mentality. It's going to require me to now start figuring out what works best, listening to my true hunger cues, listening to my excuses and justifications. You're going to just start listening and you're going to start being aware and you're going to start doing things. For most of you, what you don't realize, a lot of people will fight that and resist it because you'll just be, I just want to know exactly what to do. If you are here, it is because at some point you started a diet where they told you exactly what to do and it didn't work. Here's how we know it didn't work. The weight did not stay off, or you did not finish it, one or the other. What we're doing the first week is we're learning how to figure things out that work for us, that feel right, how to override our fear, how to override doubt. We're learning the real skills of weight loss here. That's the real skills. The first couple of weeks is a lot of just learning the real skills of weight loss, which have nothing to do with exactly what you're eating. Okay? So the four basics lessons, guys, I want you doing the four basics. You'll notice we broke them out into sub lessons. So you kind of talk about the four basics, then we really go into the four basics. The things I want to tell you about the 24-hour plan, literally, you will see more success the more realistic you plan. Realistic does not mean I have a green light to eat like an asshole. But it also doesn't mean realistic means I have to eat what I think I should. A realistic plan is you sitting there and just listening to yourself and you're just like, what would I want to eat today to lose weight? What would be easy for me to follow? And what are some of the foods I'm either not ready to give up, or what are some of the foods that I would be okay with eating today? It all needs to feel like you're like, okay, I feel a sense of like, this is doable. Now you do not, I know some of you will be afraid you can't lose weight eating like that and all that kind of shit. That's fine. Just let that be there. This first week, I just want you to like allow yourself to not be comfortable with that, but do it anyway. If you're highly enthusiastic this week and you're just like, you know what? This is the week, Corinne. I actually do want to eat salads. I've been looking forward to eating salads for a long time. I'm going to ride my enthusiasm. That's great too. But then what's going to happen is in a couple of weeks, enthusiasm is going to go like that. You're not going to have enthusiasm and excitement and joy anymore. What you're going to have in a few weeks is it's just going to be monotonous. It's going to be the same. It's not going to be thrilling. It's just going to be what you do. And if you require a lot of excitement, you're going to find excitement by blowing your plan up and needing to redo and refocus and wait for the first of the month. We want to get off that merry-go-round too. So I just want your realistic plan to be like what you feel like you are literally going to be on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm an 8 or better on following it. I really feel like I've made this plan from love, from I care about what my future looks like. I really want to lose some weight, but I also really want to do this for the last time. I want you making all of it from the right reasons. If you make your plans from the right reasons, you'll gain momentum, and then it'll be really easy for you to level up really soon and be able to keep building your own momentum. That's what the spirit of the 24-hour plan is about. Now, here's the other thing that happens during the first week. You're using your planner. You're going to be assessing. Some of you are going to be able to follow your plans because they're very doable. They're very realistic. You're not going to have issues. It's going to feel amazing. Some of you are going to start. You're going to think they're realistic. You're still battling some of the demons. You're still going to want to change things. You're going to be like, I'm already eating off plan. This is where I want you to understand you're not here to start perfect. You're here to find what are the diet pitfalls you normally fall into and then getting coached on how to overcome them. Okay? The most successful people in PNP are not the ones that start off successfully. The ones that are successful are the ones who just keep going. Every time their normal shit that comes up in diets, they're willing to work on it this time. They're willing to dig in. They're willing to figure it out. They're willing to ask for help. They're willing to mess up a few times until they start getting it right. It's a lot of trial and error. It is a lot of figuring all this out. Then once it snaps into place, guys, the rest of the journey becomes easier. The way most of us start diets is the first part's easy because somebody just hands us something to do. And we're just like, okay, I just don't even have to think. I'm just going to do it. And then we make mistakes and the rest of the journey gets harder and harder and harder. What I want to do is I want to start off with like, let's just start with like making this easy, figuring out what our pitfalls are, learning how to overcome obstacles and get this ball rolling. The next is the hunger scale. With the hunger scale, guys, it's trial and error. The hunger scale is going to change. As long as you're in PNP, I coach, like I was in the Queen's Club, which is once you've lost 25 pounds, you're eligible to join the Queen's Club. The Queen's Club is a special Facebook group that's smaller. It's filled with people who've already lost 25 pounds or more or in maintenance. They get special coaching calls with me. We work on different topics. I still coach them over there on how their hunger scale evolves with them. I want you to think about it. If you weigh, like I did, 250 pounds at the start, it will take more food for you sometimes to get full, but then the version of you at 200 will want to be eating what you the 250-pound person was eating, and you'll stall out. And you'll be like, but I'm eating healthy, but I made all these changes, but I'm doing so much better than I used to. I don't binge anymore. It just know your hunger scale evolves. There are some days that you're going to not be hungry. When you first start, guys, I'm going to tell you some of you, and I will tell you another thing that will happen. Her body is going to make a comment. You ain't eating enough. They're used to seeing you overeat. If you're eating normally, they're going to think you're undereating. So that's like step one. So we don't judge them. We don't do anything. We just understand their perspective. They're used to seeing you like say yes to everything, push back and be like, that was a good one. Like they're used to that version of you. And when you start eating less, some people are like, what's going on? Some people freak out. Some moms and sisters and stuff and friends will say things like, I just don't think you're eating enough, because all of a sudden you're eating very normally. They are not, and they would rather be talking about your food than examining what's going on inside of them. We all do it. If you ever judge a single person in the entire world, then you know you've walked a mile in their shoes. It is so much easier to get into somebody else's business than it is to examine your own. Most of us would prefer to do that. It's very safe to be like, I have a better thought than you do. And some of us don't even tell it. We just do it in our head, right? So that first few weeks, there will be days that you will not be hungry likely. It could be 5 o'clock in the afternoon before you actually decide you're hungry. That is your body starting to readjust. It's like if you thought you were hungry all the time, and now you're letting your body actually dine in on your own fat stores, which it's been saving when you like, you know, ate all the cookies, had the Chinese buffet, did all the, you know, all the things on the cruise ship, all that stuff. All of those times it's stored it away. And that's what it's dining on now. So in the early days, sometimes when you're losing weight, it's like, I got more than enough. I'm just going to sit here and chow down on every time you overate. It will not send a hunger signal. That does not last long. So just because you go a day and then like sometimes we have some people sometimes like, I didn't even eat today. What happened? It's like your body just wasn't hungry. It had resources. Then the next day you might find you need to eat 3 times. And then the next day you find it's 2. And then another day it's 4. And then another day it's 1. That's your hunger scale trying to figure out the new normal. That's all. As long as you're listening, you're doing fine. And then it starts normalizing, and then it starts getting like more routine. Okay. Water and sleep, get it done. No bitching, no moaning. Yes, you can have Crystal Light. Of course, you can put some squirts of fruit and shit in there. If you want to drink some unsweetened tea. You have at that. You can count your coffee in the morning, all the things. Let's not get too dialed in on like asking 5,000 questions about water. Let's just hydrate. Okay. Drink until your urine is pale yellow. If you don't like water, then this is just where you say like, you know what? I can either drink water and not like it, or I can sit around and not like the size of my pants. Which one's more important? And then you decide. And then I want you using your planner, guys. I do use the planner. I designed the planner myself. It's a great planner. It is a game changer. It will walk you through journaling. For a lot of you who have a hard time with journaling, you know, the nice thing about the new planner, this is brand new for all the newbies. And for the elders, I want you to hear this. This new planner is really good because what it does is it makes you think about the things that you often are like, I'm not a good journaler. Well, it prompts you and asks you things that you can just answer that will get you thinking enough about your thoughts. And then as we go through the no BS, guys, more and more of this journal will make sense. For now, just take guesses. If it asks a question, just take a guess. If you don't know, skip it. That's okay. The main thing about the journal is it makes you very aware of what you're currently doing. It asks you to think about what you're thinking about, and it asks you to think about your food. That's the bottom line. We have to do more thinking about our goals, thinking about our food, and thinking about our thoughts than we do just going through life hoping shit will just start working out somehow without us having to lift a finger. And then what to do when you have an overeat or off-plan eat. You're going to do these beautiful worksheets that you've heard us talk about for years and years and years now on the podcast. There's two kinds. One is the one that I typically do. I typically do the two-minute drill. There's also the big one. It's a two-pager. If you're consistently having overeats, I highly recommend doing the two-pager. And this is the biggest tip I have for you for this one. I do not want you to judge yourself for having overeats. The first few weeks, just going to probably have some. It's okay. You're going to learn that, oh my gosh, I don't like wasting food. I don't like throwing shit away. This is where I'm overeating. Or then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's really hard for me to not eat at night. It's because I'm thinking and feeling this shit. This is the things that's leading up to it. That's good. We want you to do these so that you get very comfortable seeing your overeats so that you're not running from them and judging yourself and thinking you're a bad person because of them, that you'll never reach your goals. There's not a single one of us that's lost all of our weight where we didn't have hundreds and hundreds of overeats all the way down the scale. The difference is we decided not to beat ourselves up over it. We decided to start digging in and learning from it. An overeat is just a signal. You need to learn something. It will just teach you. It will teach you more than you need to know about your emotional life, your thoughts about food, your belief systems about food, how you're eating and what's it going to do for the rest of your life. It's going to teach you so much. All right, I'm going to jump to questions now. We already answered that. Where would the calendar be located? Go to www.pnptribe.com. Scroll to the middle of the page, and the entire training calendar is right there for you. You can also click on the bottom right, and if you'll use the iCal function, you can download it, and then anytime we update the calendar, it will automatically update to iPhones. You can use the Google one, guys, but when we use the Google one, I would highly recommend you come and resubscribe every month just in case we change calls for the month. The Google one doesn't auto-update. The iCal one does. The 24-hour plan question on the sheet, did you follow your plan? Is it more important to eat 2 to 2 or to follow what I put on the plan? It's important to do both. Both are equally important. I don't want you to think that there's one that's more important than the other. But I would just put, did you follow your plan? That's asking, did you actually do your 24-hour plan and did you follow it? So that's just for that question. But here's the thing. Like, it's fine. Like in the beginning, guys, to just be figuring out, use your planner and adapt it. Like if you want to answer that question, like I want to make sure I give myself credit each day for not only following the plan, but also following my hunger scale, then do that. But if in the beginning you just want to focus on one or the other, then do that and pick the one you want to focus on. There's no right or wrong on any of it at all. When making the 24-hour plan, is there room for questions like, what do I feel like eating, or what am I in the mood for? When you're making your 24-hour plan, you can do that. What I would do is I would do this over here in the journal section where the big blue box is. It will say write about your day here, just right there if you want to. But what I do is I don't like, I just think about that and then I write stuff on here. So like I have my weekly plan. Like if you saw my weekly plan inside the Facebook group this week, I'm traveling to Dallas. So a lot of mine is like, I'm for sure eating these things when I'm at home. When I'm traveling, I don't know where I'm going and stuff. I'm going to give myself these options. And if they don't have that, then I'm going to eat what I want to eat, but within these parameters. So it's just a matter of doing stuff like that. But you can answer those questions all you want in that blue box. If you turn to the back of the book, there's a section called Thought Download and Model. You could use those pages for now. We don't cover those until week 4. But if you want to use those pages and just be like, all right, today I want to write about what I feel like eating and whatever and work through it just in your own writing without having to do models, that would be fine too. Do we eat snacks to a 2? I'm finding that when I do, I don't eat lunch or dinner. Should we treat snacks differently? You can. Just make sure that when you actually have a snack that you're actually hungry for it. So what most people do is they plan for a snack. If you notice, if you eat a snack to a 2, that you're like not hungry for dinner, you can just eat less and be like, you know what? I'm going to eat to a 0 on a snack because I'm legit hungry when it's time for my snack, but I'm only going to eat to a 0 so that I'm really good and hungry for dinner. I've been doing great, staying on plan, paying attention to hunger. Water needs some work, but overall pretty good. Let me drink something. I acknowledged to myself that I'm doing great, and a thought immediately came to me, you'll never keep this up. I was so disappointed in myself. I know it's a thought and not true, but saddened that I even had the thought. Don't be sad that you had that thought. That is your brain. This is what our brain likes to do. It knows a mistake is coming. Here's the thing. We're all going to make mistakes, right? And your brain knows a mistake's coming. So rather than just being like, you know what, I'm just going to totally believe with all abandon that this is all going to be amazing and unicorns, your brain's like, well, you know you can't keep this up. This is why our brain does that. Let me go ahead and make you feel bad now so that later maybe you won't feel as bad. It's normal. Don't be sad about it. Just be like, of course I would think that. But you know what? I'm just going to keep on rolling. You can just be like, I agree. It will never be perfect. That's an amazing way to think about it. Yeah, that's right, brain. I agree with you. It's never going to be perfect. There's going to be opportunity for me to like fix things. And that's what I'll be doing. Do naps count toward our sleep time? I'm having a tough time getting 7 hours since school started again. You can count a nap if you want to. Having technical difficulties with the website. I can obviously get on the live calls, but I can't get into the modules and lessons or replays since Friday. Chris said I haven't completed registration, but my bank shows I paid. Have you emailed support, Stacy? Make sure that you email. If you've talked to Chris, you probably have, but you just need to send him, like, just say, like, the bank says I've paid. We'll get you in. We just need to do it that way. But just email support again, support@bmptribe.com. And or reply, if you had a message from Chris, reply back and he'll get you in. We reset everybody's courses. We didn't reset you where your green lights come off, but we made sure that everybody could get in again yesterday. There was a little glitch for a few of you, but I bet you anything if you just, hang on, let me text him. Stacy, if you can like type in the Q&A what your... I tell you what, just email back at support and let me text him and tell him that he's getting a support ticket coming in and just say, this is for Chris. It's about my account. Hang on. Hang on, y'all. Okay. Look at me just multitasking like a beast over here. Can you clarify times when it's okay to be off plan without doing a cover worksheet? For example, if dinner out plans for tomorrow switch to tonight and I still eat the healthy choices I would have made tomorrow, I wouldn't do a recovery worksheet for that one. I think that's fine. The schedule. We do one module a week. So here's how it's going to work. So there's 8 total weeks. There's 5 modules. So week 1 is like what we're doing now, fresh start. So we're going to do each module each week. The last 3 weeks, what I'm going to be doing is we are going to go back the last 3 weeks and we're going to do what we call these practice weeks. They're like we're going to dive in, and I don't know what you would call it at school. Like, we're going to go to the lab. We're going to the lab the last 3 weeks, y'all. The hunger lab. So we'll have 1 week where we do what's called hunger scale challenge week, where we give you surprise challenges all week long for you to test your hunger scale and to do a little bit deeper dive into noticing things. It's like the first 5 weeks is you getting to know yourself, getting to know your body, starting to listen and everything like that. Then we put you through a hunger scale challenge week where it really makes you pay attention. You raise your awareness level and you kind of get on the fast track of dialing it in even better. And then we talk about it a lot that week. The second week is where this is going to be your week 7, is where we practice realistic planning together. So everybody's been doing it for a solid while. We've talked about all the things. We've gained our awareness. And that week, what we're going to do is we're going to be sharing and posting realistic plans, discussing realistic plans, and looking at where we may still not be doing them, or how do you start leveling up your realistic plan. You may be ready for the next level. So that whole week is just about realistic planning. And then the third week is what we call the on-the-clock challenge, where we start really diving in and going to the lab on sitting with hunger, where we actually learn how to not be afraid of it, how do we really truly investigate what it's like to sit with it, how to escape the, you know, hangry syndromes and all the things. And it's a great week where we utilize a water trick. So it's a little bit of water trick, a little bit of like really understanding your hunger. Then that is when we graduate No BS. So for 8 weeks, the entire tribe is going to be going through modules 1 through 5. Then we're going to the lab for food for 3 weeks. Is it acceptable to put on your plan a vegetable, protein, and fruit instead of listing exact food, or is it too wide open? I think for now that's fine. I often do that, especially when I travel. My demon is the weekends. I need some coaching. Well, you should get on a coaching call. Take it to Ask Coaches and talk about coaching, or talk about it. You can also go over to pnptribe.com, go to the video replays, and then if you type all recordings, there's a search bar at the top. Type in weekends. I have done so many calls on weekends. It is unreal. If weekends are your demon, you need to go to school on weekends. Do you have to lose 25 pounds in PNP, or can it be before the podcast? It can be before you've joined PNP and your 25 pounds count. I find that since I've done the 24-hour plan, I stay at a -2 constantly. Does that mean I'm not eating enough at meals? I have the stomach growls. Yeah, eat a little bit more, Angie. Just test that. So one of the things I want you guys to do is I want you to adopt the mindset of testing, testing, testing. So if you're like, you know, I keep making my 24-hour plan and I notice when I eat, like my hunger is just like, my hunger's growling right after that. Then I want you to test. I want you to test eating more and see what happens. If you're not losing weight, then test the quality of food. Maybe you need more fats in your diet. Then you can start testing what you're putting on there. And that's great things to talk about, like inside the tribe. Like, you know, I'm testing this week. Here's the types of food I'm typically eating. What do you guys think? So many people in there have lost so much weight. People really, and listen to so many things I've said, people will be able to tell you like, hey, try adding this. Why don't you try doing this? They'll give you all kinds of tips. What do we do when lunch has to be at a specific time and we're not hungry, but no, it'll be 5 hours until we have to eat again? Typically, what I tell people to do is one of two things. You're going to look at your previous meal before, and you're going to start testing with that meal to eat a little less so that you're good and hungry for lunch, and then you can eat your 2. You can also just eat a little bit at lunch, treat it more like a snack, and eat, and then you're just going to, that way you'll know you've had enough to make it till 5. Why do we write same yearly, monthly, weekly goal down on every food plan? So that lesson's going to come up for you in week three in the Fat Girl, in the Future Self module. That's called the Four Circle Method. And just briefly, what it does is most people, when they have a goal, it's really hard to not only, like, if we think about, like, when I was thinking I had to lose 100 pounds, it was really hard for me to give a shit on a Wednesday night after a bad day to not eat pizza. Like, but I got 100 pounds to lose. It's going to take so long, blah, blah, blah. My brain could not even understand that pizza on a Wednesday was somehow going to be important for an 18-month journey. So when you break it down and you write it down every day, your brain starts making a connection like, oh, in order to lose 100 pounds, then in 1 month, that breaks it down to this many pounds. And in a week, that means this. That starts to become very manageable. You're not thinking about the 100 anymore. You're breaking it down into small bite-sized pieces. And then when you write down what you're going to do each day, it ties your brain to, oh, so not only is it a small bite-sized piece, but these small actions actually do add up to the bigger goal. It allows your brain to keep connected between the future you and today's you. I'm having a hard time adjusting to the new normal of not thinking about food, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to cook, etc. I think I'm uncomfortable being quiet with me and my thoughts. Exactly. That's supposed to happen, Andrea. So here's what you need to do. Don't go back to eating all the time and obsessing about food, because that's exhausting too. Let's learn how to have a different mental conversation. So, Andrea, the first thing I would do is each day on your plan where it says write about your day here, I would just be like, when I'm not thinking about food, these are the things I think about. Let's just be aware of what you're thinking about first. Just notice this is the conversation. And what I want you to do is to not judge the conversation. Just like, oh, okay, this is why I've been eating, because this is what I'm left to think about. Sometimes, guys, you're left to think about, like, harsh things you say to yourself. Sometimes you're left to think about you didn't do enough today. You should do more. And then you start thinking, but you're actually tired. You actually want to take a break. But you're left to think about all the things you should be doing. Rather, like, if I'm not eating and distracting myself, then all I'm going to do is sit here and judge myself for being idle when the dishes are sitting there, when the laundry's not done. And it's like, but I don't want to do laundry. It's like, in the past, you just have to tell yourself, in the past, I would have ate and not done the laundry and gotten nowhere. Today, I'm going to convince myself it's okay to sit here and not do the laundry, because I wouldn't have done it anyway if I just did a face down binger. Do you ever assess midday? I feel like it's not fresh on my mind when I assess the next morning before I do my plan. I don't, but I'm really good at knowing what I think. So I can do that. If you can't yet, then do it when it works for you. There's no right or wrong time. If your day changes and you are somewhere else for a meal but had a good healthy swap from what you had, you do a recovery short sheet. I don't think you have to. Guys, some of you, like some of us, we do. We track it. We give ourselves like basically a ding, but we don't. Like what I like to do is I like to just know how often I'm changing things. And if I like go back and like, okay, so I just want to see this month. I notice I changed a lot of things. Why? And I'm like, well, I was making healthy swaps and stuff. It reinforces, like, you know, when I'm not on plan, I love that I have my own back. I get to see how many times I had my own back and did it anyway, and I tracked it. So that's how I know I'm having my own back. If you don't want to track it because you're just like, that's not what I want to do or whatever, you don't have to do that. You can just be like, healthy swap is A-okay in my book. Just make sure they're healthy swaps. My husband is in the hospital. He's in ICU, so I'll be there all day. Can I just bring a lot of healthy snacks and graze when hungry instead of a planned breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I would just ask you, why are you avoiding just planning it? Rather than, like, I want you to, like, really think about, are you bringing all that just in case I get hungry or just in case I need to eat while he's in the ICU? Or could you just be like, I mean, I don't care which one you do. I just want you to really examine why you're choosing what you're choosing and being really honest. It sounds very innocent, but what it also sounds like is like, I would like to just bring a lot of healthy snacks and then graze. Just make sure that's what you want to do. Now, if you're like, you know, it's really hard when he's in the ICU because I only have certain times I can go visit him. I don't really know that I want to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What I want to do is have these snacks. These are the only things I'll be eating from, and I will only eat when I'm hungry. That sounds better than the way that, like, I'm just going to graze through the day. I just want you to, like, have your brain really tuned in to this will not be, even in the ICU, even when he's there, I am not going to use that. Like, the last thing I will ever do to myself ever again is make my husband being in the ICU an excuse to eat emotionally. I need to be having the emotions of my husband being in the ICU, not sitting around pretending I can't handle it and bringing my safety food. And I get it. I had lost all my weight when my grandmother was dying. And for months on end, I slept on the floor taking care of her at her house when she would shit the bed at night, when she was losing her mind, and this woman raised me. And at that time, I did not use it as an excuse to emotionally eat. You know what I did? Cried on the floor many a night. Felt bad when her dignity was gone and I had to clean up poop. I just went through the emotions. And I will tell you, when she died, my mom, God love her, she took it harder than me because I don't think my mom went through the same amount of like my mom emotionally suffered. Please do not get me wrong. She really emotionally suffered. It's hard losing parents. But the one thing that I know that I did when I lost my grandmother was I cried a lot. I mourned a lot. I talked to her a lot and I went through a lot of emotion in the moment. I didn't eat. I did not run from it. And I think that, like, I know this is taking like a downer turn, but I think it's so important for us to start realizing that we can do hard things emotionally. And I think that's going to be really important for you guys in the tribe. It's like, this is all fun and stuff, but we also have to remember we're given emotion for a reason. It's our internal gauge to navigate life and to appreciate the balance of all of it. All right, I hope that helps, Gina. And we will all pray for your husband. If we are intermittent fasting, is the not eating identical to your plan off plan? Or if you skip a meal but eat a yogurt instead, do we still do recovery? Yeah, she typed it in intermittent fasting. It came in intermittent fasting. Oh, my God. It's funny. I didn't read it that way, but it was hilarious. When you're like, if you're just skipping meals and you're like, if you're going to like miss breakfast as your intermittent fast or something, I don't recommend a lot of intermittent fasting in PNP. I think that most people, it jacks their hormones and stuff. I naturally some days skip breakfast. I don't even skip it all the time anymore. I saw that it was making my workout suffer and stuff. So I've kind of gone back to eating when I have a hard workout. I just go ahead and eat. I've had to reteach myself to be hungry because what I've learned is that over time I would notice that like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd have to take a hardcore nap. Just wasn't like giving me the energy waves that it used to. So that's that whole paying attention. It worked for a while and it kind of just was like, oh, I'm not feeling my best. But I don't typically recommend it a lot. But if you skip a meal, like if you're supposed to intermittent, here's the thing. If you're agreeing to intermittent fast with yourself and you decide to eat, you're eating off your plan. That's the plan that you've decided to commit to. If you're going to need a yogurt, then you're not an intermittent faster, so don't call yourself one. Just say, I plan to have a yogurt. In regards to the unintentional plan, intentional plan on the journal page, I'm not sure when I use these. You're going to use those starting week 3. So don't worry so much about those. Guys, if you want to like try to figure out how to do them, there are instructions in your workbook in the beginning that explain what that's about. If you want to just start attempting it to kind of see what it's like, this is called the model. And the intention is not for you guys to ever become expert modelers. The intention is with the models is for you to start learning how to like, you know what? I just want to think about the things I think about. I kind of want to decide, are they working for me or not? And get to the point to where you see your thoughts like they're like, think about like if you were, I used this the other day. If you were working in a warehouse and there's a conveyor belt and it's fruit and your job is to pick out the fruit that's not good. So it doesn't spoil the bunch, right? That's kind of what we do with the model. We write some and we're like, I think this thought might be spoiling the bunch. I want to pull this one out and want to look at it. And then I kind of want to just throw it in the trash. And I want to make sure that the good comes in. So I want to replace it with a good strawberry, whatever you want to do. But like, that's kind of the point. It's not about being perfect with the model and getting exactly right. It's about being willing to just look at your thoughts and examine them and see how they're working in your life. Do I use these when I have negative thoughts about myself? Yeah, that we usually use the model when we are looking how to decide, here's the thoughts that's working for me. Here's the thoughts that aren't working for me. So the ones that aren't working, let's see if we can find new ones that will help me create better results in my life. Should we eat our planned snack even if we're not hungry at snack time? No. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. I made a plan today. I went off a bit with snacks. I ate chips that weren't on the plan. I feel as though I overate because I was temporarily on a binge, even though it was mostly snacks I planned for. I need help with that, just grabbing anything and everything. I just kept going back to the pantry. So, Roseanne, what I would do is after you've listened to your No BS calls this week, go over to video replays over on pnptribe.com. I want you to click on the binge tab. There is a block called binge. I want you to listen to some of the coaching calls around the binges. That's where you'll get a lot of help with that. The main thing, though, is make sure that you are doing a recovery worksheet for those times. Because here's the thing. You can learn from them and you can do like other options. You can find the control over food you want. But the only way to ever find control over the food you want is to, one, take authority of like, you know, this is my responsibility. I'm making the choice to do that stuff. And number two, it's not a big deal unless I decide to make it one. I'm going to learn from it. Now, when I say it's not a big deal, guys, this is not a green light to become a binger. This is not a green light to overeat and not care about it. It's me telling you, it's not a big emotional deal. It's just one piece of your puzzle to your weight loss that you're going to need to figure out, and we can help you with that. So go to those binge calls and listen to those. That will be like kind of your bonus homework for the week, is to listen to some. I think you'll find them fascinating. I've got a wedding this Saturday. What's the best way to handle that? How do I plan for that? You can go to pnptribe.com. I want you to go to the toolkit. There are the stay on track bonuses. There's one for I don't know what they're serving. Like, it's called like either I don't know what they're serving or I don't know what we're having to eat. All the tips are right there. That is where I would go, and I would print that thing off. For everybody who has vacations, if you have holidays, spontaneous friends, all the things, you never know where, like kids in sports, don't know. I don't know where we're going to eat Friday night. Kids playing football, don't know when it's going to end. We're going to be in a new city. We had to travel. What do I do, Corinne? I would use that worksheet. I gave you all my best tips on how I handle it because I travel like a boss all the time. Do you have some tips on stopping self-judgment? Yes. Number one, it's normal. Number two, it's not bad until you believe them. Number three, if you know it's normal and it's like, what? You mean I can like look at myself and say like, you a cow. It's not bad until I decide, oh yeah, I agree, I'm a cow. I look at myself and I will say things like that and I'll be like, oh my gosh, old thinking. Time to get to work, Ren. You got a body. Let's go. Like, I don't care what size you are. Just go to, I have a body. Whatever you're thinking, you can always just tell yourself, I'm working on changing the conversation. So when you notice it, you just tell yourself, and that's something I don't want to think anymore. I'm working on changing the conversation. It's not true. It's just something that I think. And sometimes I even go to work on trying to find evidence that it's true. And that's a waste of time. I'm going to stop doing that too. But I'm going to tell you guys, the self-judgment is what we work the hardest on in PNP. It is once you get to where you don't need self-judgment to stop, everything opens up for you. Because most of you think you need it to stop in order to feel better and to make progress. You don't need it to stop in order to make progress. You need to quit believing it and deciding to think something new on purpose and then take the action of the person who thinks like that. Then what happens is your brain goes to work on retiring the old thoughts and installing the new ones as a habit. And so you can let this one come in all the time. If you know what you're going to think on purpose and do, it's like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until you make it matter. Can I add more hours into the day? No, I wish I could. This past week has been crazy, running out of time in the day to do everything I need to do. I have tomorrow off and need to do this, start the orientation. Sherry, you need to schedule yourself a little more. Just like you're on this call instead of doing your orientation. I just want you to notice where you're putting your priorities. Orientation was always number one. Tonight would have been a great time to just do the orientation, right? So now you're just going to need to do it tomorrow. But I want you to understand, it's like you don't need more time. You just need to slow down and just realize everything I do, I just get that part done and then I need to do the next thing. That's the main part. When you think everything is crazy, guess what? You feel crazy and then you act like a crazy person with your time. When you think, here are the things on this list. It's not a long list. It's not an insane list. I just want everyone to hear me when I say this. Because if y'all saw my Asana, which is where I put all my tasks and where I plan all the things, and I got all the travel this week, and I'm booked. Everybody's been asking me, hey, can I just catch you 5 minutes? Can I meet up with you here? Can I do this? Can I do that? And I've had to say no a lot. And I literally have no more hours in the day. You know why? Because I already planned all the hours in the day. I don't sit there and go schedule's so crazy and everybody wants something from me. And it's just going to be one of those weeks where I'm just going to be so uncomfortable telling everybody no. You guys talk about your weeks and your days like it's a soap opera. We are not a soap opera. The world is still turning. These ain't the days of our lives. You have to watch how you describe everything. If you describe it crazy, you're going to run around frantic and you're going to deprioritize. If you have, I just want you guys to think about it. If you have a day, you have 8 hours that you sleep. Some of you are only sleeping 4. You got more fucking productive time. You got 8 hours of work. Some of you are working 10, sleeping 5. That's 15 hours. What are you doing with the other ones? There's other things. There's the rest of your life. I'm a big believer in making sure, I will never complain about my schedule if I haven't written it down and time blocked my day. You're not allowed to complain and ask for more time. If you can show me a calendar, be like, Corinne, here's my time block from, I'll tell you one of mine. Man, I'm hot as a fucking fireball. 5 a.m., awake, write the final CC email, give to Sadie to send out. 6 a.m., write 2 social copies. 6:30, Slack Brooke, check all the massive action lines and make sure they're done. 7:30, shower and breakfast. 8 o'clock, turn off all the event buttons. 9:30 to 10:30, I have a little white space in there for extras like Slack and email and people who need me. 9:30 to 10:30. AMM events Zoom call, 10:30 to 12, 03 with the team. This day was full. 1 p.m., self-coaching scholars coaching where I'm teaching. Immediately go into coaching work. I had down here listed the October camp workbook, finish all worksheets. That's time blocking. I have 6:30 when I check in with my coach in Slack. I have on here when I ate dinner, with who I'm eating dinner, my son. That's time blocking. That's holding yourself accountable to yourself. If you're planning that way, seriously, guys, if you're planning your day that way, one, the no's become really obvious. 2, if you're going to say yes, you know you have to say no to something else. You start owning that it's a choice. You're never left at any point in the day trying to figure out what you're going to do. You're never frantic and you're never crazy because you know, if I'm driving someplace, guess what? I have in here commute, listen to this podcast. It literally takes me about 10 minutes in the morning to get that done. If you don't have time in the morning, do it before you go to bed so that you don't have to self-describe as crazy the next day. And if you have a day off tomorrow, then plan the day. Plan if you're like either plan all the things and like a lot of you have to-do lists. Those are bullshit. You need what's called the results list. The results list is I've scheduled these things and they produce a result in my life. And if they don't produce a result in my life, you know what I do? I question why I said yes to begin with. And then I have the balls to go back and say no. Or I follow through and I tell myself, and that will never happen again. Because if it's not producing a result in my life, guess what I don't do? I don't go out and produce results in somebody else's life at the sacrifice of my tribe and myself and my family. Sorry, I get off on tangents. Sorry, Sherry. I know you're brand new. I should, trust me, I have passion for you because I used to be you. 4 years ago, I was busy all the time, crazy, worked, you know, 15, 16 hour days. And half the time when I was working my 16 hours a day, I was sitting around trying to figure out on my to-do list what to do next. I didn't know telling how much wasted time I did. Could have cut my work day probably by a third if I had just organized myself a little. Which 24-hour plan and assessment does a newbie use? The quick start one and the planner have different sheets, which is the best to start with. The best to start with is the planner, but we give, for the people who are ordering the planner from us, we give you the quick start guide so that you have it. The planner one was designed in a format that I can't do on my own. I designed the orientation quick start guide. This one is designed in, for all of you graphic designers, a graphic designer did this one. So I just don't have those to be able to insert. Which fitness tracker do you wear? Love the smaller streamlined look and size. Oh, this one isn't just the Fitbit. I don't know which one it's called, but if you go on the Fitbit thing, this is just a Fitbit. This is the Aura ring. This tracks sleep, heart rate, resting heart rate, respiration, sleep, quality, like all the different levels of sleep. It'll tell you when you were in REM, deep sleep, and stuff like that. It gives you a readiness score every day. It gets smarter the more you wear it. It also tracks HRV, which is heart rate variability. So that's a really key thing about how, like, is your heart rate more stable or is it vary a lot? You want like a low heart rate variability. I also have a Garmin for when I go run, but I don't wear that all the time. If I weekly meal prep all meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, could I just say for 24-hour plan, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, something I prepped instead of specific food? Yeah, that's fine. So like on a lot of times you'll see on my planner, I write down, in fact, I might have wrote it down, babe. No, I wrote down big ass salad and then a small ass salad for dinner. I'm eating less salad at dinner because I want to have some fruit. Sometimes I just put JJ meal. JJ is my cousin or my sister-in-law who does all of our food prep for us now. I'm missing your posts, your weekly plan and module posts on Facebook. What's the easiest way to search for those? Lori, if you go to the units section, the units have all my things in there. Traveling out of the country in 4 weeks to the Philippines. Ooh, that's cool. No clue what I'll be eating all day. Should I just do my basics and choose the healthiest choice? I'll probably lose weight because I'm such a picky eater. You could do that. You could just, but I would just download that PDF that's in the toolkit when you don't know where you're going to be eating, how to vacation and stuff. Take a look at that and see if that will help. Is it okay to write out your 24-hour plan in advance, i.e. 3 or 4 days ahead and assess each day? That's perfectly fine. It's a time saver. Is it normal to be exhausted by the end of the day at the beginning of this process? Yeah, because you're thinking more. So your brain has probably been used to just working on habit, and it's the habits that you're wanting to change, and now we're changing habits, and yeah, you're going to be exhausted. Especially if you, like, I want you guys to think about it. You're going to be using more of your reasoning brain, which burns way more calories. Your reasoning brain is your conscious brain in the front. It's like the reason why we use so little of it is because it's so calorie expensive in our body. So if you ever think about you go to work one day, like most days you're just doing your stuff. Then you have a day where you're like doing intricate work, like stuff you have to really think and pay attention to, and you just go home whipped, right? It's like when I do a lot of calls in a day, I'm so exhausted at night. And I don't even work out on those days usually. Like, but I mean, I'm more wore out on those days because I'm thinking on the fly so much that I'm just tired. That is the reasoning brain. The other thing that's probably happening is you're cleaning up your food a little bit. So if you're cleaning up your food a little bit, you're not getting the usual dopamine hits that you're normally used to. So you're having to smooth your levels out. Drinking more water, you're probably starting to detox a little shit. So yeah, you'll be a little exhausted, and then you'll start feeling so much better. During my first go at the No BS, I thought I'd wait to learn to journal and TDL and do overeat worksheets and all the writing things until I mastered the four bases and got all the way through No BS. That was a cop-out and hiding from writing. And now I feel like I'm spiraling away from my goal and all that I worked for, restarting the No BS. Will you tell me what you think I should start with writing about? Each day, today, I feel blank, just one word, because I'm thinking these things about myself. I'd start with that. That would be a really good way to get started. If you also look in the new planner, can't go wrong. There's a list of journal prompts. Where is it? Just pick one every day. Just pick a prompt. Doesn't matter what it is. Every day you'll find out something about yourself. For those of you who are wondering what a powerful question should be, flip the page. Can't go wrong. Pick one of these and ask yourself that question all day long and let your brain go to work for you. You're welcome. Hello, it is Dinah. Diana, what is the best thing to do to start identifying my why when I overeat? I feel like I'm just avoiding. All right, so why am I avoiding? That'd be the next thing. What am I avoiding? What? If I couldn't eat right now, what would I have to be doing? That's always a really good question. Should we do all this in order? Do the No BS first, then start listening to the private member podcasts? You can. A lot of people like to listen to the No BS, and then they like to just use the private member podcast coaching calls as supplement, like to just fill in the gap until next week. Like, you guys can take this program and use it however you love. Notice how I use the word however you love. So if you're the kind of person who's like, Kryn, like, oh my God, I just want to binge listen. I just want to hear all the things. I just want to fly through the material, blah, blah, blah. Do it. Don't deny yourself. Get after it. Just don't sit there and listen and listen and listen and then never crack the book and do a worksheet. Listen, but you got to be doing your plans. Need to be doing some of the worksheets and stuff. That's the stuff that really gels it all together. But like, listen to the lessons the first week and be like, all right, I want to listen to some coaching calls. You can't go wrong. You just cannot go wrong. If you're like, no, I get overwhelmed so easy. You don't understand. Like, okay, then just listen to the No BS lessons. And then you can attend this call each Monday and listen to that in the Private Mirror podcast and call it sweet ass done for the week. That's fine too. There's just no right or wrong. You just need to be like really honest with yourself. Just say, am I avoiding listening or am I doing what I think is really good for me? And this is how you know. If it feels right in your gut. If you're just like, you know what? This feels compassionate. This feels very doable. This feels like what I need. Then you're doing it right. Most of you just have to reestablish trust with yourself. You're not going to fuck this up. You can't. There's no one way. Everybody does it different, and most people get to their goals doing it the way that works for them. After dinner, eating is an issue for me. I get hungry when I'm trying to fall asleep. Once I'm asleep, I'm good, but sometimes getting there is rough. Not sure I should be getting up for a snack or if I should plan for a pre-sleep snack. Why don't, for the first bit, why don't you plan for a pre-sleep snack that's super boring? And if you don't want to eat a super boring pre-sleep snack, like, we're not planning yogurt and granola, a little ice cream, something like that. I want you to be like broccoli with a little ranch dressing, maybe. Plan some heifer like that. If you're like legit hungry, that's what you'll eat. If you're like, ooh, that doesn't sound good. Hey, guess what? Bark don't taste bitter to a hungry squirrel. So it will be time for you to be questioning, okay, am I just now wanting to eat so I can go to sleep easier? Or am I going to be investing in myself right now by not eating and just, it'll take a few days to allow my stomach. Like, this is what happens. A lot of times we will have a few tummy growls when we're legit truly not hungry, but because we've snacked every single night, we've taught our stomach, send up hunger cue. It's like 8 o'clock, even though we had dinner at 6, send it up. Cause you like, your stomach's like, hey, you've been eating every night. I should send you a hunger cue because everybody else in the digestion party's already gotten started. We're just waiting for the last member of the group to arrive. You'll have to like not eat for a few days. And like, and this is what I always ask myself. If I'm hungry at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock and I ate at 6 or 7, I always ask myself, really, is what I ate warranting needing more fuel for my body to be able to go to sleep? Or am I just wanting to eat something right now? And am I willing to sit with the want so that I can have what I truly want on Friday when I weigh in? Can you talk a little bit about skipping meals when you're just not hungry? Is it okay? Yes, it is perfectly fine. Nobody, like, this is the thing. If your mom offered you food when you're not hungry and she's like, but I made it for you and you ate it, nobody would come to me and be like, you know, your mother wouldn't say, I think you're doing something wrong. You're eating because I offered it to you. If you're not hungry, it'll be okay. I know we log that in our planner, but is there anything else we should be concerned about? No. Nobody's metabolism ever dies because they start eating only when they're hungry. If you're ignoring your hunger for long periods of time, and trying to follow what somebody told you versus what your body's telling you, yeah, welcome to jacking up your metabolism. But if you guys will just eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied, I want you to think about 100 years ago, what did people do? They weren't like, I don't know, do I have an app? Can somebody just tell me what to eat? They didn't do that. They, for centuries and thousands of years, we had to rely on our hunger cues. In the last 30 years, for some reason, we feel like that doesn't work anymore. It's not that our gut doesn't work anymore. It's that we're eating junk when we are tired rather than going to bed, taking a nap, setting aside laundry when we're just tired. Set aside laundry and self-judgment. And give your body what it needs rather than sitting there eating to like ignore judgment and set aside the laundry. And nobody needs a Snicker bar to get fueled up to go do laundry. How does a newbie avoid burnout? I want to pace myself to stay motivated when the newness wears off. Burnout comes from, guys, when you are doing something because you think you have to. There is like, that's where burnout occurs. So I don't want you thinking that if you just like do a lot of the work, if you notice after the enthusiasm wears off, you want to like slow your roll and pace yourself, then you slow your roll and pace yourself. Burnout happens when you keep on doing things to a level that you think you have to. I'm new. What is the best way to start tackling 2 to 2? Watch the hunger scale module. So make sure that you've watched, let me move this card over. Make sure you've watched module 4 in the No BS Success Path. I need help dealing with skipping dinner if not hungry and leaving food on my plate, struggling with overeats badly. What I want you doing is I just want you practicing the hunger scale this week. You're sometimes, if you're not hungry, going to need to skip dinner or delay dinner or have less dinner or whatever. But you're going to have, like if you're struggling with leaving food on the plate, I just want you to ask yourself, why is it so hard? What's the worst thing that's going to happen if I leave a little food on my plate? Can I just put it in the fridge and have it tomorrow? Can I just put it in the fridge and if later I decide I'm still hungry, I'll go eat it. It's not a big deal. You don't have to struggle with it. This is what I want you to really see. I'm struggling with it. You're the only reason why you would feel struggle is if you have thoughts that you're doing it wrong. What I want you to do is feel curious about it and open about it and have thoughts of, I can't do this wrong. I'm just going to try things. I'm going to leave a little food on my plate. I'm going to put it in the fridge. If I get hungry, I'll eat it later. If I don't, and the thoughts all pass, and I notice it's okay, I can always throw it away. I can always eat it tomorrow. I'm refused to make it a big deal.
I'm going to lose weight easy this time. I'm not going to make this hard on myself with judgment. When I was newer, I would compare my start to others' middle and end. Maybe discuss that compare leads to despair. Yeah, I mean, guys, you're just going to like, this is the thing. There's going to be a lot of you out there who are going to, the first week, have a lot of success. Some of you are going to still struggle with some overeats until you figure stuff out. Nobody's ahead and nobody's behind. You're just where you are. You are on your path to get to where you need. Everybody's path will always look different. There's no need to look at other people and use that as a reason to beat yourself up. There's no reason to look at other people and use it as a way to judge and self-loathe. There's just no reason. I want you guys to watch, if that's going to be you, watch yourself if you do it. And when you notice it, I want you to immediately raise your hand, go to Ask Coaches and say, this is what I'm noticing about me. What could I be making it mean this week that I'm not experiencing the same path as someone else? That's also a good question for you to ask yourself. You know, in the journal, when there's that square, whenever you notice yourself not feeling good about something, ask yourself, I'm feeling this feeling right now. It's because I keep thinking these things. If you just start with that and you don't ever do a model, you don't ever do anything else for right now, you just get really aware, like, when I'm feeling something, it's because I'm thinking things. The biggest aha you will have in PNP is we no longer will ever say, I feel this way because somebody did this, because I saw success, because they lost weight, because he said this. None of that. It will always be, those things happened, and I feel this way because I think this about it. We're taking responsibility, okay? I think I did well today with my hunger scale at lunch. I ate lunch when I felt a negative 2 and stopped when I was satisfied. However, a couple of hours later, I felt hunger and finished my lunch. I thought this was a positive, but unsure. It's fine, Cindy. You did fine. When we finish the NoBS modules and check them off, will they always be accessible for us to go back to? Yep, as long as you're a member, you have access to everything, guys. I don't hold anything back from you guys. Any suggestions on getting over the habit of eating your kids' leftovers? Yeah, like, stop. Right now, I want you to notice when you do it and just say, like, if I'm going to eat my kids' leftovers, I have to pile it all on a plate. Like, your new thing should be like, okay, I can have all the leftovers I want, but I have to put all the leftovers on a plate. I have to go sit at the table, and I can't do it with my phone, and I can't hide, and I can't do it in, like, standing over the kitchen sink. No standing over the trash anymore. And then when you catch yourself doing it, this is the key. So you're going to make this agreement with yourself, and you're going to visualize yourself tomorrow wanting to eat the kids' food. You're going to catch yourself and be like, fuck, I was supposed to, like, you know, do this glorious thing. We're not going to beat ourselves up. We're not going to think something went wrong, and we're not going to say fuck it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to immediately stop, and we're going to go sit at the table, and we're going to have it. And if you decide you don't want it when you have to sit at the table and look at it, you can stop whenever you want. But wherever you catch yourself, you stop in that moment, you go sit at the table, and you do it that way. Let me just tell you, it's painful. It's not fun. It's not automatic anymore. It's not easy. It's not in a fog. You're having to actually consciously eat, and that's the point. We want to switch to, I am now consciously eating the food. That's the big thing. You're going to be doing a lot of that here at PNP, is constantly, we're going to be raising the awareness and the consciousness of everything you do. You're gonna be like, man, this is exhausting. Like, no wonder I don't lose weight if I'm doing all this. It's like, yeah, that's exactly the conversation you want to have before you eat it. Most of us are having the conversation after we eat it, when it's too late. We want to switch it to before. I'm annoyed as fuck. So please tell me that this is somewhat normal. Why does this happen? Because you don't have you're annoyed because you've been eating when you should have been annoyed, and noticing why you're annoyed and working on why you choose to be annoyed. That's why you've always been annoyed, Amy. Always. You've always been annoyed. You've just been eating to smooth out all the bullshit of your life. Now you don't get to smooth it out. It'd be like saying, The minute I stopped, you know, doing cocaine, I started realizing life's not as much fun. This is a problem. It's the same thing. It's like when somebody quit smoking weed, it's like, wow, life isn't just like calm and like, hey, everything's okay. It's like, there's some problems. Now it's time to deal with life. You need to like look at what's annoying you. I'd make a list of, I feel annoyed because I keep thinking these things. Start taking responsibility for the thoughts you're having, and then you get to start questioning them. We get a lot more into this starting in module 4. But if you're watching the coaching calls, you'll start seeing how all this works. For right now, you just need to understand, shit. I've been like, this is, I always like to use this example. A lot of times people will say, I noticed when I quit drinking, when I went out with my friends, I didn't really like them. So is the answer, I should just get drunk again so I actually like my friends? Or is the answer like, oh, fuck, I've been drinking to tolerate my friends. Maybe I should question my friends. What we're doing is we're going to stop the eating. We're going to be annoyed, and we're going to decide. We're going to like, these emotions I'm having, am I going to tolerate the way I'm thinking or not? Am I going to go to work on the real stuff? Every meal I say I'm going to eat to my two, but when I hit my two, I want to keep eating. You'll always want to keep eating for a while, and that's fine, till I'm full. It's so frustrating because more often than not, I do go past my two. Just start serving yourself less. Start with serving yourself less food. That's an easy hack. And that will make you have to stop eating and go get more. It'll be more of a conscious pause. Good, Nina. Where are the TDLs in the planner? I printed it, so I'm afraid I might have missed some sheets because I'm not seeing them in the very back, Rachel. They're in the very back. Hang on, let me get to the very back. They look like this in the planner. Are the 2020 events almost sold out? Thank you. No, they're not almost sold out. We have plenty of spots for those. April is getting close. I think it's like probably 60-70% already. That 6-day with me is not almost sold out, but it's sitting there. Kathy's event is like the spring events. Those are the ones I'd get on first, especially 6-day and 3-day with Kathy, because those are not well, I'm not going to say they're not repeating next year, but of the ones that we will likely like really evaluate if we want to do again, it would be those for next year just because they're more labor intensive for us to pull off. So, but you can go over to pnptribe.com. If you go to live events, guys, you can read about all the different events that we have. Also, that's not listed on all the live events, we're recording them for everyone who attends next year. And if you are an attendee, you're going to get the recordings from the event. The attendees themselves will not be in the videos being recorded, but everything that I teach and stuff, that's in my coaching, that will be recorded. But we're not going to put people's faces and names and all that kind of stuff on there. So we're going to keep the integrity of the space while we're there. But if you attend, you will get the recordings. We will not be releasing these all to the tribe. That is that's for the people who come to the event. There may be certain little small segments. Like if I teach something like wicked good, I may want to pull it out and use as a lesson or something, but the attendees will get that as a bonus. There's a couple other like little things, but that's the main. I have a head cold, and for some reason I'm ravenous. Suggestions. Just know you have a head cold and it's making you hungry. It's probably post nasal drip. And it's like, just be like, I don't need to eat through this. I need to get better. Make sure that everything you eat is very healthy. If you're hungry, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. A lot of times with head colds, you just need extra water. If you get post-nasal drip, you're probably probably losing more hydration than you know. Any tips for remembering all the whys while you're in the moment fighting urges? We don't want you fighting urges, Sherry. We want you just like, you can write them down, have them on a piece of paper so that when you have urges, you get that out. You keep it like some people put sticky notes in their pantries of why they're doing this. Some people have their sheet exactly where they do their binge eating. Well, that's a really good way to remember them. 24-hour plan when I'm sick. I'm following my plan but skipped lunch and want to add honey to tea. I think that's fine. You can add the honey to the tea. I just do not feel myself yet, and I'm a newbie and want a good start. You're still having a good start. You're sick. You're thinking about your food. You're accommodating your cold. That's still a good start. You get to decide if it's a good start or shit show. That's just a decision you make about how you judge how you start. You can be like, you know, I started off really compassionately. I attended the calls. I'm on this call. I asked a question. I want to add honey to my tea. That sounds like that's a really good idea. I'm making sure that what I put in my body feels really good for me today. I'm not going to pity eat, but I will for sure eat for my health. It's a good start. I feel everyone loses weight but me, even groupies. All right. Well, then it's time to dig into your data. If you want to lose weight, 30 days, track everything. No, that don't abandon it for any reason. Take your 30 days and what you learned and stick it in Ask Coaches. If you've been like tracking like a boss and you're not losing, take it to office hours. Show up on a Tuesday or a Saturday. Go and do the office hours and say, like, I've been tracking. Here's my data. Let's dig in. Help me with this. Don't sit around looking around at what everybody else is doing and wondering why you're not. If you don't have all of your data, then you know why you're not losing weight. It ain't because everybody else is losing weight and it's harder for you. It's because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You have thoughts about it, but you don't know what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing. All right, I'm going to take about three more and then we're going to wrap it up, guys, okay? So don't put any more questions in here. You can put some questions while I'm talking, though, into the chat to Kathy, and she can probably help. I've always struggled with picky eating, mostly fruits and veggies. There are some I actually enjoy, but not many. I've been trying to work in new foods, and there are still some things I can tolerate or have even grown to like, but I still have a long way to go. I've heard you mention that you're not really hungry if you don't eat broccoli. Oops, I'd lost the thing. Hang on, I lost the call. Is this something I should be using to tell me if I'm hungry? Yeah, just pick something that you like, but it's not sexy. Like, just pick a food that's like, you know, well, I mean, I like green beans, but if I'm really hungry, I'd eat a bowl of green beans. Like, pick something. That's the point of all that. Please clarify the realistic plan. You mean a realistic weight loss plan, right? Because my realistic plan of what I'd usually eat is the reason I'm overweight. A realistic plan is that, but what you've been doing is you've been eating it behind your back. What I want you to make sure, I'm an old-time Weight Watcher. Would you consider their plan realistic? No, I consider a realistic plan the one you're going to follow. We're going to practice following whatever we write on the paper. And then if you will do that and you will do your hunger scale first, what you will find is you will not only be trying to eat the food you normally eat, but only till you're two and waiting until you're hungry. You will also find you'll probably be eating less anyway. And you will have to overcome the challenge of wanting to eat more of it, which is plenty fine. And what you'll notice is that when you plan each day and you actually are going to have to sit and eat it in consciousness, you start wanting to put different things on the plan. You start eating a little less. You start questioning things. You start aligning it with your goals. You know what your goal is. So your higher brain is like looking at it going, okay, I don't know about this. Is this going to help me lose weight? That's exactly the conversation we want to be having. You can watch the beginning of this. I talk a little bit more about that. I know you came in late. How come when I plan plenty of snacks, I don't eat them all? Then the next day I plan for less since the day before I didn't eat them all. And boom, my brain is like, what the fuck? You need to eat all the snack. What gives? You're probably just doing what most of us do, which is I want what I want. If you're just like, just for a while, just put all the snacks on there. Like we had a girl that earlier this year, she just planned all the snacks for like 6 months. And then she said, I just finally got tired of writing these snacks down and decided, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm really ready to just stop planning the snacks. I don't even eat them. You could do that. My biggest issue is eating out of boredom and loneliness. I know that is a habit. I have medical issues and I'm unable to work. So my days are very long and I have turned to food. Any podcast on changing habits? Yeah, Tiffany, why don't you go to video replays, click on all videos. And then what I want you to do is I want you to search for boredom. And there are lots of calls on boredom. Once you listen to those during the day, if I was you, if you have medical issues and you're unable to work and my days are long, oh my gosh, you should be just listening 24/7 PNP. I mean, you got the Netflix of weight loss. I'd be listening to every fucking thing I have. I'd be like, you know what I'm doing? Not board eating. Know why? I'm entertaining myself with my goals. I'm entertaining myself with PNP. You have so much content now. I would just be listening to it. And then you can sit and you can take a break. You can watch a little TV. You can mull it over. You can think about things. You can do the things I suggest in the calls. You have the time. So use that time. Getting ready for a trip to Vegas. How do you plan for a trip that my hours and sleep will not be planned? Just go to that toolkit. Go to pnptribe.com. Go to the toolkit. Go to the staying on track bonuses and look for what to eat when you don't know. But on the sleep, or just go to bed as soon as you can and wake up as late as you can. Trust me, I go to Vegas all the time, and that's what I do. What is the hashtag to see the team plans this month? I don't know. Can you ask that over in the chat? I'm not real sure, but if you go to the Facebook group, you just type in Kathy Hartman, you'll find her post. She started the post for everyone. If we serve ourselves less, is it okay to eat it all and not leaving some on the plate? Yeah. If you're two, you're two, that's fine. Yeah. Anybody that's wanting to know about the hunger scale, I talked a lot about it in the beginning. So, and some of you have come in late. So go back and listen to that and just make sure you've listened to unit four of module one. How do you find the dip balance between losing it like you live it and leveling up that you love and want to live the rest of your life with? You're going to do that over time. So here's what I would do. I would make sure that when you're losing it like you want to live it, that's going to be like in the beginning, like the way I was losing it, like I wanted to live it, was I was eating ice cream every night. Guess what Corinne does now? She doesn't eat ice cream every night. She doesn't need it anymore. She learned as she leveled up that she didn't need those foods. You're always meeting yourself where you're at. If you meet yourself where you're at and you're just barely moving forward, you eventually get to where you want to go. Planners are being shipped daily, guys. Last question. You probably already addressed this, but I just joined the call. If you don't eat everything you listed for breakfast, can you eat it later in the night if you are a -2 hungry? Yes. If it's on your plan and you eat it and you want it later, that's fine. All right, guys, that's everything. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy module one. Make sure that you're doing your stuff. If you didn't get your massive action line yesterday, everybody make sure you check your email. The instructions for how this week is going is all in there. So check your email. And if you didn't get it from us, it's called Massive Action Line. It's your weekly newsletter. It tells you all the things. It will always come on Sundays, Sunday mornings. If you didn't get it, email support@pnptribe.com and we will dig into why you're not receiving it. But before you email them, if you didn't get it, please check spam, junk, and promotions tabs, because it's probably in there. And if it's in there, you need to just move it to your inbox and you need to tell your email service provider, I want my PNP Tribe emails. I don't want them going to the trash. I want these things. They're mine. This is when you can whine and act like a big titty baby if you want to. And then if you can't find them, you can always do that. You also, at any time, if you delete one by accident, you can always go to pnptribe.com. If you scroll to the bottom of the page you land on, the latest one is also always on the website for you too. Okay, guys, y'all have a good one. I will see you soon. Bye, y'all.